It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Thursday, October 5th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A jury has found a North Iowa man guilty of sexually assaulting a female victim while holding her against her will last spring. 44-year-old Bjorn Luster of Cresco was accused of sexually assaulting the victim, restraining her with duct tape and zip ties, and threatening to kill her while putting a muzzleloader gun to her head on May 5th. Charges against him included first-degree kidnapping, a Class A felony, and second-degree sexual abuse, a Class B felony. Luster pleaded not guilty to the charges, but this week, a Howard County District Court jury convicted him on both counts. No sentencing date has been set. New Hampton police are trying to put the kibosh on a Facebook post about the disappearance of a 17-year-old that never happened. The post in question indicates that a juvenile female had gone missing, but that efforts by the family to get help from police in Charles City and New Hampton were unsuccessful. The post went on to say the girl was found after it was feared she had been subject to human trafficking, while also accusing local police of being unhelpful in the search for the teen. In a Facebook post of their own, the NHPD has discredited the story, noting that none of the alleged events actually happened. Police Chief Tim Peterson recently told us that these kinds of social media postings can quickly get out of control.
Yeah, I get there's social media avenues, but the best way to inform us about this stuff is to get a hold of us and let us know. Then we actually know what's true and what's not true, because also things on social media sometimes explode and go south in a hurry.
Meanwhile, Peterson asked the public to share security camera footage that captures possible illegal activity, such as the August 20th incident in which someone was doing burnouts with a vehicle in the newly paved parking lot of New Hampton High School.
Security cameras are huge. Actually, there was three different parking lots within 10 days that had the same problem, and all of them were caught on camera. Actually, the one in the high school parking lot, one of the officers actually had talked to the guy, not knowing that he was the one doing it, so that helped a little bit too. All that stuff was seen on camera, which the more places have cameras, the better.
19-year-old Damian Thornton of Charles City was arrested for the high school parking lot vandalism, which caused over $5,300 in damages. He has been charged with second-degree criminal mischief and was slated to be formally arraigned on the Class D felony on Monday. However, the hearing has been continued and reset for October 31st in Chickasaw County District Court. Testimony for Summit Carbon Solutions' evidentiary hearing for a pipeline permit in Iowa isn't expected to conclude this week, and it might not resume until November. During proceedings yesterday in Fort Dodge, Iowa Utilities Board Chair Eric Helen said, "We anticipate issuing an order early next week, laying out being here in November for a very limited amount of time." The board had initially intended to conclude after 6 weeks, but last week it became clear it would not finish in that time frame. Thus, the hearing for Summit's permit is now in its seventh week of testimony at the Cardiff Event Center. Two farmers who testified yesterday said they were able to make time this week because widespread rain Tuesday night caused them to pause their harvest work. One farmer testified remotely yesterday via video conference from the cab of his tractor. At least one landowner is set to testify today before the hearing pauses. Helen said the first full week of November is likely the earliest the hearing could resume. That is a month away. Summit has said it wants to have an IUB decision on its permit request by the end of the year. It's unclear if the hearing delay will affect that timeline. Portions of Summit's Midwest Carbon Express pipeline are targeting Floyd, Chickasaw, Mitchell, Cerro Gordo, Franklin, and Hancock counties for construction, if approved. Meanwhile, the IUB has approved suspension of Navigator CO2 Ventures' carbon pipeline permit process. Navigator filed a motion with the IUB last Friday requesting cancellation of a procedural scheduling conference that was set for this coming Monday. An Iowa Capital Dispatch story says the company wants to push the pause button on the permit in Iowa until state utility regulators approve the project in Illinois, which is where Navigator plans to sequester its captured carbon dioxide. Prior to the IUB permit suspension approval, the Sierra Club of Iowa resisted Navigator's request to cancel next week's meeting to discuss the project. Sierra Club attorney Wally Taylor wrote in the motion, "The landowners impacted by Navigator's project, the public, and for that matter the board, deserve to know the facts surrounding the status of the Navigator project. There's been some indication that Navigator is dropping the portion of its proposed project in South Dakota and even some portions of the project in northwest Iowa, but Navigator has been less than transparent about the situation." The IUB denied Taylor's request for the meeting because it would not provide substantive information. Portions of Navigator's Heartland Greenway carbon pipeline have been targeted for construction in Floyd, Butler, Bremer, Franklin, and Fayette counties in northeast Iowa. For over the past year, the city of New Hampton has contracted with Wilson Tree Service of Cresco to bring down ash trees in city right-of-ways killed by or are dying because of the emerald ash borer.
We were right around the 200 to start. As Wilson Tree Service was in town taking the trees down, and the ones we looked for were just mainly the ash trees and or dead trees in the right-of-way. But they kind of gave recommendations on trees. They felt that if they didn't come down yet, they'd probably be coming down soon. So we figured while they were in town, we might as well take care of the issue while they're here.
That's Mayor Bobby Schrickerath, who says Wilson could wrap up the tree takedown this week.
They were hoping to also be done with the stump grinding, but I think that will get finished up next week. And then our street department will come through and get those holes filled for everybody. Just a reminder that the street department is just filling those holes with dirt. The landowner will be responsible for leveling the ground and planting grass seed themselves.
Schrickerath says city officials are glad to get the ash trees removed for aesthetic and safety reasons.
It's been an ordeal, but we're glad to have these trees down as they were starting to become a hazard for not just homes, but vehicles and people walking. And then we talked, too, that, you know, with the winter coming with some of these trees being dead, that they get some of that wet, heavy snow on them, and then the wind that, you know, who knows when they could come down.
He adds that the Park Rec Department has been working with the New Hampton Light Plant to remove dead or dying ash trees in city parks. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.